This is the moment. A new start. Now the UK has left the EU.
Time for us to get going.
To seize new opportunities as we transition to our new relationship.
Get moving.
It's in our hands now.
So we've got to get started.
Truck drivers.
Tech entrepreneurs.
Engineers.
Fishermen.
Farmers.
Lawyers.
Makers.
Holiday makers.
Creators.
Big business. Small business. Travelling for business.
We all need to plan ahead.
Check the guidance. Make the changes. And let's get going.
Sign up now at gov.uk/transition and check, change, go for the UK's new start.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do, okay?
Okay.
All right. You can manage to make it through the day without, trying to rob a pizza parlor with a machete when the owner has a pizza, you're doing okay.
So wait, was he hoping to maybe use it to slice some pizza?
So Delaware State Police are still searching for this guy. So if you're within the sound of my voice and you recently tried to hold up a pizza parlor in Sussex County on Friday with a machete, then police are going to kindly ask to speak with you. Here's the thing. He attempted to use a machete to rob the pizza place. The owner of the pizza place was not going to have any part of it, so he took a pizza and threw it at the guy, to which he was like, I ain't dealing with that, and then left.
Get out.
Yeah.
He's got a machete, so he could have had like a...
It could have been like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle,
exactly.
Sort of like...
In my mind, that's how it was happening.
Yeah, and then...
Slicing it midair.
You know, and 16 slices fly to all the patrons there in the
all
pizza
perfectly
parlor.
Perfectly on the plate.
Right, yeah. And people are like, delicious. Yeah, pepperoni mushroom, love it.
And he turns around and walks out.
Yeah. So here's the... Yeah, but the guy did not do that. So he walks in with his machete. He's like, give me your money. And the guy's like, no, and throws a pizza at him. Kind of, I'm thinking, probably like a frisbee.
Right.
Right? Because how are you going to throw a pizza?
Yeah, it's frisbee.
It's got to be like a frisbee.
Your only option, sure.
And that's when the dude, and I don't know if like it hit him and it like burned him with the sauce or whatever.
Marinara in the eye or
something. Or the cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, nope, can't mess with this. And so he left. So anyways, police are now looking for him. But here's the thing. If you were at a pizza place and getting robbed, what would you use in defense? I'm thinking if I was able to, I'd grab the hot
peppers.
I'd grab the hot pepper shaker.
Uh-huh.
That has like the crushed red pepper, you know, that usually sits on the tables there at a pizza parlor.
Okay.
I'd grab some of that, open the top, and throw that. So then it'd get it in that person's eyes, and then...
That would hurt.
That would probably hurt and burn, and then they would be thwarted in their attempts at robbing me.
I did work at a pizza place back in the day. I worked at Little Caesars in high school.
Did you ever get robbed?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, so you don't have life experience as to...
Yeah. I didn't put myself through...
What you do in this.
That thought process. I didn't prepare myself properly.
Yeah,
thank goodness. I didn't have to...
But you're right.
Deal with that.
Maybe some sliced jalapenos. I'm thinking something hot.
Yeah.
You know, throw. Well, of course. I mean, heck, you've got. Let's assume you don't have like your pizza cutting knife nearby.
Oh,
because
yeah.
That gets dangerous.
Yeah.
But you've just got maybe a pepperoni stick, like a large pepperoni stick, throwing it.
Yeah.
That could be something, right?
Well, okay. Maybe. I think I'm going to go for probably the pizza slicer.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. So
I'm going to try to find some sort of a tool because I don't think the food is going to be a worthy opponent for the machete.
Maybe the person who's robbing is allergic to mushrooms and you just throw some mushrooms at him.
Why don't you ask him first? Hey, are you allergic to
anything?
Me.
I know
any
what you're trying
toppings?
To do. But I just want to know if any of these are allergens for you.
See, this is why we're not in these situations, because we would not handle it well.
No. So again,
thank
setting the bar.
For that quick thinking owner.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rob a pizza parlor with a machete when the owner has a pizza to use as a defense, then you're doing okay.
Well, let's just not rob people in general.
Well, there you go. But that would ruin our bit.
All right.
So that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.